BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history. But fortunately for us, God wrote it down, all in His prophecies, what would happen next. Find out what prophecies came true this week, ripped straight from the headlines. Verily I say unto you, the only way to rightly understand prophecy is from a messianic Hebrew roots perspective. For without the roots, the tree is dead. Stay tuned for the Prophecy News headline show, The Remnant's Call.
Welcome to The Remnant's Call, the Sledgehammer Show, where prophecy, politics, religion, the straight truth come through to your brain. Tonight's show is Sledgehammer Show number 420. It is happening just like he said it would, meaning the Messiah said these things would happen, and then we're going to go over how things are going according to what Messiah said would happen. On tonight's show, we're going to do a little recap of last week's show, talking about only the 4% of Americans that believe in a biblical worldview. Our next topic will be war, the new team Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran. Then we're going to talk about China brokering its first Middle East deal between Iran and Saudi Arabia, and that these documents had zero English in them. And then we're going to be talking about the financial bank collapse that's going on around the globe. Let me introduce myself to you. I'm Rav Hanun Ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, a place where Jew and Gentile worship Yeshua the Messiah as one people, following the Word of God from Genesis through to the book of Revelation. You can come out any Shabbat, that's Saturday, at 11 a.m. for worship, the Word, and the news, good fellowship, and come out to 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's 800 West 3rd Ave in Lexington, North Carolina. You don't have to be Jewish to be with us. You just got to be seeking the truth. Okay? You can be black or white, blue or green, Jew or Gentile, tall or short, fat or skinny, it doesn't matter. God wants us worshiping together as one people. If you like or hate the Sledgehammer Show, let us know. Send an email to info@thesledgehammershow.com. That's info@thesledgehammershow.com. There you see the many different avenues we put our videos on. We're now up to 14 places that you can see the Sledgehammer Show and the teachings from the congregation and Bible study. You can see it on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Vimeo, Twitter, Gab, the Tor Network, USA.life, Telegram, Brighteon, YouTube, BitChute, and none other than YeshuaTube.org. And if you'd like to, please support the ministry and please support the Sledgehammer Show by mailing a check or money order to Beth Goyim at 800 West 3rd Avenue, Lexington, North Carolina. That's to Beth Goyim at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. I'm joined on the show once again today by none other than our good friend in the ministry, none other than Ben Jimenez. All right, as we always start off our show, we start off with the word of the Bible, and it's very important to see this because we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff that might make you a little scared, but we're never to be scared. But we're going to read what Messiah's words, because I said in the title of the show, is it's happening just like he said it would. So let's see what he said. We're going to read Matthew 24, a bunch of verses, and then we'll discuss it in a moment. Matthew 24, you will hear the noise of wars nearby and news of wars far off. See to it that you don't become frightened. Such things must happen, but the end is yet to come. For peoples will fight each other, nations will fight each other, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various parts of the world. All this is but the beginning of birth pains. At that time you will be arrested and handed over and punished and put to death, and all people will hate you because of me. At that time many will be trapped into betraying and hating each other. Many false prophets will appear and fool many people. And many people's love will grow cold because of increased distance from the Torah. But whoever holds out to the end will be delivered. Okay, so we got wars and rumors of wars that, you know, you've been seeing in the news with the Ukraine and Russia. And, you know, some people will put that the Russians are taking massive losses, but if they were taking massive losses, then why would Vladimir Putin still be the aggressor? If he was losing so badly, then he would retreat and lick his wounds and come back to fight another day. He wouldn't go on doing those things. But what we're going to be talking about is many false prophets appearing. Now, that doesn't necessarily have to deal with the Word of God, these false prophets. It could be the false prophets of the secular world. Like Biden said yesterday, there's no banking problem. We're going to be talking about if there really is a banking problem or not. And so the real key here is in verse 12, and many people's love will grow cold because of increased distance from the Torah. Once you remove God's word from the playing field, once you remove the Bible and these beautiful commandments that the Lord of all creation gave to us, you're going to have all these problems that we're seeing on our screen right now. Wars and rumors of wars, lots of people dying around the globe from famine and plagues. Okay, these are man-made plagues, and this is man-made famine. Okay, but the key is in verse 8 where it says, all this is but the beginning of birth pains. Okay, when a woman goes into labor, it usually starts out relatively easy. It's, you know, uncomfortable, but as it progresses where the baby is about to be born, the pain gets increasingly more difficult, and there isn't as much time between contractions as there was in the beginning. And when people are in pain, they don't know how to think well. If it's going through pain in an extended period of time, people then get even more worn out. Okay, so we're going to start there, and then we're also going to touch on this also in Revelation 13, verse 16 and 17. This is where we are definitively heading for. When we get to the topic about the banking system and the couple of banks that failed. They didn't fail, you know. Well, they did, and that's a problem. Okay. In verse 16 and 17, also it forces everyone, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive the mark on his right hand or on his forehead, preventing anyone from buying or selling unless he has the mark. That is the name of the beast or the number of his name. So we're going to be talking, you know, in this section about verse 17, preventing anyone from buying or selling. If the banks are crashing, okay, that means there's going to be problems in getting our money out of the banks. Okay, it's going to be in Revelation also talks about this, the 17 systems. Okay, the seven heads and the 10 crowns. The those total of 17. So what's going to happen? And we've talked about this in previous shows, but we're going to tie it into the bank crash of the other day, is preventing anyone from buying or selling. Preventing anyone from buying or selling without the mark of the beast. Okay, so this is something that's quite amazing, Ben. What do you think about this? The Matthew 24 wars and rumors of wars, increased distance from the Torah, and now this Revelation 13, the banking system that we're going to talk about. We're going to bring some news stories with this, and it's going to come where you're going to need a mark. You're going to need digital currency. Everything's going to crash very soon. And so what's your take on these two parts, Benjamin?
Well, you have to look back at when Yeshua said, what he said in Matthew 24. Have there been wars and rumors of wars from that time? Yeah, there have been many wars, and there have been many rumors of wars, and there's been starvation, and there's been famines, and there's been earthquakes, and, there's been plagues, and people getting sick. Whether man-made or natural, there's nothing new under the sun. We've said this more than once. Everything that has happened is happening and will happen. And to reiterate the phrase or the statement that's been made: those who fail to study history are doomed to repeat it. But what we're experiencing now is not only the wars and rumors of wars, but we've catapulted into hyper speed, where everything is happening at such a tremendous pace that it's almost overwhelming just to try to keep up with everything. And why is that? Because our Heavenly Father, our righteous King, said that it would happen, and His word shall not return unto Him void. There's a lot of things going on. We have the war, we have the banking failure in Silicon Valley Bank, which that bank rightly affects many other banks, because I've received an email from one of my banks saying that because they're in trouble, my money is still insured by the FDIC. So they're trying to reassure people not to take your money out. But what is going to happen? We're entering a digital age where they are trying to digitize everything, the money, your passports, your driver's license, your voting registration. Everything is being input into a database so that they have more control over your information and more control over you. I was doing some research, and I had went to the United States Patent and Trademarks Office, and I input, because somebody had put it on social media, and I had input this certain U.S. patent, and it comes up that it's a patent for a digital passport with verified data provenance. And the applicant for that is Bank of America, one of the largest banks in the U.S., one of the largest controlling banks in the U.S. because they control a huge part of what goes on in agriculture, in politics, in science, in research. The date of the patent, just so everybody knows, it was January 10th of this year. So this is recent. The digital age is coming into fruition, and we're sooner than we'd like to think, we are all going to be digitized. We're going to be put into these smart 15-minute cities, and we are going to be monitored through artificial intelligence, through Wi-Fi, through the databases, through our interaction in social media. This is coming, and although the Bible doesn't specifically say that that's what's going to happen, that's what's happening. That's what's happening when we are going to be forced to take this mark or give up all our rights. This has a kind of connotation of what happened in 1492 with the Sephardic Jews in Iberia, where they were forced to convert to Catholicism or leave everything behind or face death if they didn't convert. So you see the repetition, it's just in a different form, but it's the same principle. And this is what we're looking at right now.
Yeah, it's definitely what we're looking at, and that's why, you know, I endeavor to do this show, because I see so many other, you know, there's lots of podcasts out there, and that's why we put our stuff on so many different avenues. But there isn't what we do is we believe in Messiah, and there's a lot of people that believe in Jesus, and there's even a lot of people that believe in Yeshua, but where we take it to the next part is we believe that we're supposed to keep the laws of God, because, you know, he says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not in Malachi 3:6, and Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever in Hebrews 13. We need to look at everything through the eyes of Scripture, okay? We need to understand it as we look at the news. We need to understand the times that we're living in. So we look at Matthew 7, verse 26 and 27. It talks about the collapse of our society. And it's very important for us to comprehend that. In verse 27, the rain fell, the rivers flooded, the wind blew, and beat against that house, and it collapsed, and its collapse was horrendous. That's what's going to happen here to America, everybody, because we have been given much, and to much is given, much is required. Okay, we were blessed by Jehovah to become a world dominating nation, a superpower, faster than any other country to ever ascend to this part, where we were the only superpower in the world. There was Russia, but once Reagan said to Gorbachev, you know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Okay? So we need to look at this through the eyes of the Word of God. And we need to understand that you're not going to be raptured out of here. That's another sad teaching that goes on in the church. Okay? Because Yeshua said, you got to make it to the end. Okay? You got to make it to the end. Now, the other part that we're looking at here is Ezekiel 38. There's another part that you need to understand, that when you see these two players on the field taking over and doing many things worldwide, okay, it's talking about Gog and Magog. Okay, they're two separate people. Gog is Russia, Magog is China. Okay, so we need to really fully understand that we got Matthew 24 happening, the mark of the beast with the collapse of the banking system. Okay, and you know, you got to decide whether you're going to keep your money in your bank or you're going to keep it out. But once the system collapses, your cash is only going to be good for a little while, and then it's not going to be really worth anything after that. So you can get precious metals, like brass for bullets. Because that's really what you're going to need, because gold is going to be just so good. But I highly suggest getting things that you can trade, such as first aid supplies, such as alcohol, okay? Because it talks about strong alcohol in the scriptures. You know, give a dying man strong alcohol, okay? It's going to be, that's going to be things to trade well. Band-aids, antiseptic, toothpaste, okay? Things that you can trade, you might consider having, okay? So we're going to now bring on the topics, okay? We talked about this last week, but I want to reiterate it for just a moment or two about the love of many growing cold. In last week's show, SH419, and you can go to the you can see all the Sledgehammer shows on the sledgehammershow.com website. This is our key to why this is happening, because America was, now everybody in America doesn't have to be good, okay? But what we need, what God needs, is that there needs to be a remnant that is righteous, okay? So we see this story that we talked about last week, that the Barna Group, which is an excellent group, did a study, and we talked about last week, so I'll just overview it a little bit. They did a survey, and they found that only 4% of people in America, 4% of people in America, they were the only ones that held a biblical worldview. Now, that's something incredible, that 96% of Americans do not hold a biblical worldview, meaning that their morals come from the Bible, that their morals come from the Bible. And when you don't have that, but you still have a government that meddles in every other government on the planet, they think they have power, and in the past they did, because, you know, money is the root of all evil. And we used to be able to throw our money around, but since the dollar has almost crashed, what we're seeing now is that the power that America had is disappearing, okay? It is disappearing, because when you don't have your money to throw around, then you can't bully people around, because they don't need your money's no good, okay? And when we're down to the 4%, that's barely a remnant. And the Father in heaven, Jehovah, he's slow to anger, but he does get angry, and he's about to really, I believe, really destroy us. And we need to look at that. So, Ben, what's your sense of this? Do you agree that this is the marker for the end of days, where America no longer is the city on the hill, and Israel will have no friends, and America really has no power, because our military is laughed at, you know, because they're wearing dresses, the head of the military is, you know, wearing a dress, and, you know, real men, if a guy's coming at you in a dress and high heels, and he's more worried about makeup and stuff, you're really not going to be worried about him. I mean, you got the Eddie Murphy comedy skit from a long time ago where he talks about, well, that is a man, and he can still maybe man up a little bit, but that's not going to put the fear into the Chinese army. You know, these pictures of men in high heels and our military not really being ready, and, you know, from Obama till now, they're ridding every conservative, every person that has a brain. So our military's not that good, and our money's not really good. So we've lost our power base in the secular sense. What's your take? Are we in the end of days, Ben?
I strongly believe that, yes, we are in the end of days, or as Yeshua said, the beginning of birth pains. Just like you had described, when a woman goes into labor, she starts off with very light, you know, birth pains, very light, very, you know, spread apart. But the closer you get to birth, the more concentrated and the more the pains are a lot stronger, the contractions become a lot stronger and a lot closer in time. Right now, we can still breathe a little, but not for long. This 4%, you know, statistic that, you know, that the world has a biblical worldview is nothing more and nothing less than the falling away that was spoken of by Yeshua. You know, there has to be first the falling away. There has to be first, you know, everything has to happen in a sequence, and everything that our Heavenly Father does, you know, our Father King, everything that he does it according to the cycle of the moon. He does it according to the cycle of the stars, according to his calendar, you know. And a lot of Christians, oh yeah, you know, God is loving, God is forgiving, he's merciful, he's gracious. Yes, he is. You know, God is love, but you fail to remember that in the scriptures he's also a consuming fire. I mean, just look at what happened to Aaron's sons when they offered strange fire. They weren't authorized to offer that fire to the Lord, and he consumed them with fire. You know, so where is, you know, is that merciful? One would say no, but I would dare say yes, because in that way, just like when the citizen was picking up sticks on Shabbat, in that way, everybody else will fear God because he means business. And, you know, he's not a tyrannical ruler. He's not egotistical. You know, he wants to share his presence with his creation, with his people. But because we've turned our backs away, you know, towards him, and we've walked away from him and his righteousness, this is the end results. You know, it's just like he said in the second commandment, you know, I will visit the iniquity of the fathers to the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me. But in the same breath, he said that he will show mercy upon up to the thousandth generation of them that love him. And how do you love God? By following his instructions, by following his commandments, you know. And this here is just the beginning, you know. And mothers out there know what we're talking about. When you've given birth, there's very few mothers that haven't gone through that birth pain. But, you know, like he had told Chava in the Gan Eden, he said, you know, that you are going to suffer through childbirth, you know, and that was for disobeying. But still in all, you know, like we've been taught, you know, that part of the woman in this life is one of the most beautiful parts, because she gets to embrace another life within her and be used as a vessel to bring that life into the world. You know, that's a huge blessing. But this here is we're at the end. We're definitely at the end.
Yeah, we're definitely at the end, and you know, that's why, you know, we got to look at things through the lens of the scriptures. Okay, we need to truly look at that through the lens of the scriptures. So we see here our next topic, okay, that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about war. We're going to be talking about the new team of Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran. We're going to be bringing another story about China brokers a Middle East deal for the first time. So Magog is now playing a role on pretty much every continent. They're in Asia, they're in Europe, they're in the Middle East now. They're, you know, China, Magog is in South America, they're in Central America, they're in on the continent of Africa. They're all over the place here in the United States. They are really bringing their people all over the place. So let's look at what China and Russia and North Korea and Iran are doing. So the U.S. intel community warns of complex threats from China, Russia, and North Korea. And you really should add Iran into that because they're part of the team. They're second string, but they're part of a team, and they got some game. I mean, they got men that can carry guns, and for the first time, you know, Iran had their ships dock in Brazil at Rio de Janeiro. Okay, for the first time, you know, in their history, you know, their ships were in the Atlantic Ocean. So that's something that we need to talk about. So we got some major problems going on because we're not prepared for a fight. The Russians don't allow this homosexual agenda. The Chinese don't allow this homosexual agenda. North Korea certainly doesn't allow this homosexual LGBTQEIEIO agenda. These people are ready for war. So the Office of the Director of National Intelligence released its 2023 annual threat assessment. And it doesn't look good, people. They put in their report there, it's under the graphic, you can't see it. Unprecedented vulnerabilities. Unprecedented vulnerabilities. So this is, you know, something that we really truly need to understand, that if they're even just saying this little bit, now they don't write these things to scare people, okay? They're writing this where they're saying something and even more needs to be said and understood, that we are seriously under a threat. Now, in the past, you know, we had God on our side, but once again, we go back to that 4%. And Yeshua is saying in Matthew 24:12, the increased distance from the Torah. When, you know, we're constantly talking about, you know, grooming our children, you know, you could be, you know, pushing this grooming. You know, you got a little boy in school, oh, don't you want to be a little girl? A little girl, don't you want to be a little boy? It's like, you know, three-year-olds and kindergartners, you know, they're teaching these kids this stuff, and they're grooming. They don't need to hear this stuff. They don't know what they want. You know, any of us who's is a parent or a grandparent knows that children don't know what they want. And any of us who are parents and grandparents, like myself, know that, you know, many times until people are in their 20s, they really don't know what they want. But what they're doing is part of the plagues in Devarim 28, taking our children. But we need to look at this complex threat of China, North Korea, and Russia. Now let's bring on the next war story. Okay, we got three war stories. This is an important one. This is really, really exceptionally important because Iran and Saudi Arabia has just restored ties in a China brokered deal. Okay, for the last, you know, 70 years, America has been the power in the Middle East. Now, for the first time, China has brokered a deal between Iran and Saudi Arabia. And so that they now they used to have Iran and Saudi Arabia used to have, governmental relations, but they had stopped. But China restoring the ties between these two people is it's prophetic, because now America is no longer the father of the Middle East, no longer the domineering one of the Middle East, okay? And this should be worrisome to Israel, because now China is in the mix, and that puts America not in the mix. What this all should be is that we, let me bring the news article back up again, okay? In the agreement, there was no English in the signed contracts, okay? It was in Mandarin Chinese and in Arabic, okay? No English. So America has nothing to do with these players. And that should be extraordinarily worrisome for us, because if Saudi Arabia is not worried about America, okay, if China is brokering the deal, that means the petrodollar is going to sink even faster. Okay, that ties into the banking systems. That ties into the mark of the beast. That ties into wars and rumors of wars. That ties into Gog and Magog. Okay, you need to understand it, and you need to get ready. You need to get into relationship with God. Okay, you need to accept Yeshua as the Messiah. You need to turn and teshuvah, repent and return to the Lord. It's not enough to just accept Jesus, accept the Messiah. You need to walk in his footsteps. So we got this part here. Now I'll bring one more story before bringing Benjamin back. Look at this story. Taiwan is reporting that their internet cables were cut and placed the blame on China. Okay, now people don't really understand how important this is. You know, because you just think about your cell phone, okay, and how important it is in your life. If you don't think about how important your cell phone is into your life and the internet activity, try not having it for a day. Okay, people are tied to their cell phones, especially young people. They're tied to the internet, and information is power. And if what Taiwan was saying is that their access to the outside world was cut, okay? Now, these are not little cables that you can use your little snippers from Lowe's or Home Depot that you buy. This isn't a cable that you can cut with a chainsaw. These are cables that are monster size. You're going to need military equipment, first of all, to get to the depth where the cables are laying on the floor of the water of the ocean there. Okay, so China's getting ready to attack Taiwan. Now, America says that she will defend her. It's not going to go well. It's not going to go well for us. And when we get our booty handed to us, Ben, when we get our booty handed to us, that will embolden our enemies. Once your enemy realizes that you are not powerful, that you are not really a threat, okay? Any of us growing up in the 60s and 70s, you know, you got in fights in school, okay? You needed to establish yourself. If you constantly walk away, you will be a target for the bullies. You have to stand up occasionally. So God is not with America. So China or Magog is rising up. Russia is rising up. And when if we go to protect Taiwan and it doesn't go well for us, like we're not a formidable opponent, our ships are sunk, we lose tremendous amount of equipment, which Biden has been giving away. He gave away a whole bunch of stuff in Afghanistan. We've been losing equipment. We haven't been making stuff. We haven't been making new stuff. And when your opponent sees that you're, you know, let's say you go into a boxing ring and your opponent sees that you're fat and out of shape and that you're huffing and puffing by the 2-minute mark in the first round, you are not going to be, you know, your opponent's not going to worry about you. So, Ben, what's your sense of the Taiwan thing? Or go back to the story. Let's start there. What do you think about China brokering the deal in the Middle East? What do you think about their escalation, their elevation to a player on the world stage?
Well, you know, if anybody's been keeping up with China, we know that the Chinese are big on educating their citizens, the young, especially their younger citizens. There was I want to say he's some kind of a sheik or some kind of a royalty in Saudi Arabia or in Dubai. But he was stating how the algorithms that are sent to us are very different than the algorithms that are sent to the citizens in China. The algorithms that are sent to us on TikTok and social media are there to distract us and to keep us ignorant. If you look at the algorithms in China, they're meant to educate and train and program their citizens. There was a video that I saw where it looked like they were third or fourth graders. They were all disassembling firearms. Okay, they were taking the slides off, taking out the barrels, taking them apart on their desks and putting them back together again. This is what they're training their children to do, while we're training our children to cross-dress. There's an agenda, because, like I said, whoever's been keeping up with China also knows that they own about 350,000 acres here in the U.S., mostly farmland, and the other, what is it, 600,000 acres, something like that, is owned by Bill Gates. But the fact that all these people are getting together is, I guess you can say, is quite scary, because these people are training for war while we're playing around. And when they get together, their agenda, since their agreement, okay, is not written in English, that means that none of us understand unless we have a translator or we have it translated. We did a report on the Benjamin Project years ago about BRICS, where it was what, Britain, Russia, India,
no,
China,
Brazil, Russia, Brazil, India, right, Brazil, China.
There we go. Thank you for the correction. These people have been getting together for decades, trying to overturn and dominate the United States, because the United States was, and I say was, a superpower in its heyday. We were a force to be reckoned with. What was it? World War II? Was it World War II? The bombing in Hiroshima.
World War II. Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Right. It you know, they made a statement that they woke up a sleeping giant, the kamikazes in Pearl Harbor, right?
Yep.
And you look at our strength today, cannot compare to our strength back then. You know, we were stronger back then, even though we didn't have all this technology we have today. All the technology that we have today is built and put together by the Chinese, you know. And I say this with deep sorrow, that the administration that we have right now is in bed with China and with Russia. You may think that they're helping the Ukrainians, but what they're helping the Ukrainians is to keep this war running, because it's benefiting them. And you know, what we're going to see is an overtaking of America. There's already, and it's been all over the news in the internet, because they're not trying to tell us on mainstream media. There are already, I think there's 30 Chinese police stations here in the U.S.
Correct.
Chinese officials from China. There's a building, I forget where it's at, that's run completely by the Chinese in China, and they're here to police supposedly their people. But when the time comes, we're going to see Russia, we're going to see China, we're going to see the Iranians here in this country trying to run things. And unless people wake up, and unless people stand up and courageously turn back to the word of God and revive that spiritual state that we once were in, we're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, we're definitely in a lot of trouble, and that's what we need to look at. And it's, you know, sometimes, you know, we have pastors and even rabbis, and they say you need to turn back, but they're not being specific. When we say turn back, that means following the laws. That means growing a beard that looks like this. Okay? That means eating kosher. That means keeping the holy days. That means entering in Shabbat from Friday night to Saturday night. Don't get into all these, you know, crazy barking teachings and holy vomiting. And, you know, we need to follow Yeshua, walk in Yeshua the Messiah's footsteps. Okay? It's because it's coming. And I don't think we can hold it back. But what you can do is survive. God can separate you out as long as you're separated for Him beforehand. So let's get to where we're heading now. Because America is being disassembled. Whether you believe it's Soros or something else, I believe it's God. Okay, God is doing it because we, only 4% of us, follow Him. So what's He going to do? Well, in November of 2022, this first cryptocurrency bank, it's not a bank, it's a cryptocurrency. Let's just put it at that. I'm not going to get into explaining cryptocurrency right now. All I'm going to say is it was a $5 billion establishment that collapsed. Okay? And the person's not really being prosecuted. That's also what we're seeing, that we have all these problems, but nobody is going to jail. Nobody is going to jail. So we had this, whereas Bankman-Fried held a position valued at $5 billion. Okay, so that was the end of 2022, November 2022. Now, this just happened Sunday, so today's the 15th, 14th, 13th. No, it happened on Saturday, the 12th or the 11th. Now, let's look at this. This bank called Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank collapsed. Now, the Federal Reserve, now what most people don't realize, the Federal Reserve is not part of the government. It is owned by the Rothschilds and the Bilderbergs and all those people. It's not just owned by the Rothschilds. It is not Rothschild. It got morphed into that name, Rothschild. It actually is name of the person. The family was Roth, and they had a bank with a red shield, and it morphed into Rothschild. Okay, so it's Roths and the Bilderbergs and a bunch of other Gentile families, and they're not really Jews anyway. But either or, the Federal Reserve is a group of rich people. It is not people that we vote for, okay? But they bailed out these two banks, okay? And from it, okay, so Silicon Valley Bank is being propped up by, I think, trillions of dollars. Okay? And Signature Bank. So the Federal Reserve announced, when it says FDIC, this is who it's talking about. That the banks are, have this backing, but it's not by the government. It's by this Federal Reserve, which is a private consortium of rich people. So they're going to run things. So this collapsed on Saturday. Then this happened today. Major global investment bank, financial service firm SUSE, okay, I hope I'm saying that right, after the Saudi Arabia pulled their funding, okay, their stock fell down to $2.17. Now, banks need to have high value on their stocks because they don't do anything. Banks don't do anything. They just move money around. So this now, from the FTX to the Silicon Valley Bank to now this one collapsing, and now what also happened today in Europe, one of the largest global companies that operates cryptocurrency exchange in the world has just halted deposits and withdrawals for UK customers. As Benjamin was saying early in the show, Binance said it would suspend withdrawals and deposits for anybody using UK currency because people are freaking out. But because it happened once before, when these bankers did the same thing after the Great Depression. They gobbled up little banks, the mom and pop banks, and they lied about them being solvent, and they bought up banks, and they had their whole agenda. So these banks suspended trading. You couldn't get your money. You couldn't withdraw money. You couldn't pay, and most people don't have money in their pockets. They don't have cash anymore. I suggest you should have cash, because what will happen when everything collapses is that you'll be able to use your cash for a little while until the cash is worthless. And we know that will happen when it will become worthless, because the Deutschmark, that happened in the 1920s with Germany. So Ben, what's your sense of the banking system? Because we're heading for some, you know, it's sort of like we're in a wood barrel, and we're at Niagara Falls, and we're about to go over the falls, you know, or you're doing those steel things, and you're going over the falls, and it's gonna hurt. What's your sense of what's going on with this banking system?
Now, this is all, you know, these are all steps that are being taken to usher us into this digital age, where you have to break the current economic structure to be able to introduce, or they, as they've been introducing, crypto. Crypto isn't backed by anything. You know, the dollar used to be backed by gold. It's no longer backed by gold. They just print it as they need it. This here will be more controllable because, like I said, in these smart cities, they're going to have surveillance in the air, on the ground, in your pocket, in your home. Whoever's watched the movie 1984 will understand what we're talking about. You know, life imitates art, right? Isn't that what Shakespeare said?
Yes, Shakespeare said that.
But you know what's going on is, little by little, there's a lot of places now that are popping up that are not accepting currency, paper money, you know, or coins. They're just going straight digital. And why? It's easier to keep track of, because it immediately goes into a database. And it's easier to move around than, you know, dollar bills, y'all. But they, like I've said earlier, and like I've said in past programs, is that once they set this digital era up completely, they're going to lure you in with all the benefits, and they're not going to explain any of the consequences. You're going to have to learn as you go along, where your phone will be shut off, your smart stove will be shut off, your smart refrigerator will be shut off, your smart TV will be shut off, your light will be shut off, your car will be shut off. You won't be able to go to work. You won't be able to go buy food. You won't be able to pay your rent or pay any of your bills, because they're going to shut you down. And this is where we're headed to. If people don't wake up and turn back to God and turn back to the Torah and the 613, this is what we're going to face. This is exactly what we're going to face. And why is it happening? Why is God allowing it? Because we have failed him. We have failed him greatly, because we seem to enjoy our comforts, the fruits of our labor. You know, instead of being a community, we are individuals, you know, and when we were created to live in a community, not to live, you know, amongst ourselves and just by ourselves. You know, we're creatures that we need that warmth, that love, that fellowship, that camaraderie, that brotherhood, you know, and we no longer have that. And excuse me, the plan has been to separate us more and more. And we fall into that trap because we are distracted by the latest iPhone, the latest vehicle, the latest this, the latest that. That's all we want. Instead of wanting the good for our brothers, You know, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. Because like Ezekiel said, you know, if we don't warn them, and God told us to warn them, and they die in their sin, their blood is on our head.
Yeah, we are heading for some serious times, because we're heading for, with the banking crash, also in Revelation 13:1, it talks about the 10 horns and the 7 heads. That's what we're heading for, 17 banking systems of the worldwide, which will be interconnected as one, because there's one big head. We're heading for that. And there isn't much that we could do except try to win the favor of Jehovah, the Father. Try to win the favor of His Son. And the only way you can do that is turn back from your sin. How do you know what sin is? Well, He wrote down what sin is in the Torah, the first 5 books of the Bible. Now, if you don't believe that, well, lock and load and get ready to die, because when you die, you will face the Maker. And He will say to you, I don't know you. Get away from me, you worker of lawlessness. The banks are failing. Our country's failing. Our foundation is gone. We're down to 4% of people who believe in a biblical worldview. My suggestion is come out to Beth Goyim if you're nowhere near North Carolina. We stream starting at 11 a.m. I'll answer any question that you have that is about Scripture, and you'll get a biblical answer. Times are getting crazy, but Yeshua told us, don't be frightened. If you think you're being raptured, you haven't read the Word of God. Because it said, those who hold out to the end, not the middle. But I would like to not go through this. I would like to see my grandchildren grow older, and all the kids in the congregation grow older. So, you need to look at what we've presented to you today. Send this link out to the show. The show will be up on our website tomorrow at thesledgehammershow.com. You can download it from Vimeo or download it from Rumble. Send it out. And even send us an email what you'd like us to talk about maybe next week. For Benjamin Jimenez and myself, Hanun Ben Moshe, and Beth Goyim, until next week, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom, this is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to The Remnant's Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about Him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's bethgoyim.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call.
If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer. Shalom.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend a day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land, Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into his eternal word, not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of his kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there, because Shabbat is so special to him. There is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close the Shabbat together with a reading of the new week's parasha. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, Yeshua. Shalom.